Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at being thankful for one another. And today we're going to talk specifically about being thankful for God's gift or His gifting in others. I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that, well, God's Spirit is poured out upon His children. And that He has given us all that is needed for righteousness, for living life that honors Him. And it isn't that some deserve more and some don't deserve any. It's not that we earn the spiritual gifting from God. That's not a gift. And while His gifting is designed for our good, it's designed for the benefit of the body, it's designed for the work that He created in advance for us to do, it doesn't always look the same from person to person, because we are a body and we each have a part that God created us for. But His gifting is still present. As I've talked about, we're looking at a section of 1 Corinthians, kind of the introduction, the first group of verses out of it. And the Corinthians is a group of people Paul writes to twice, at least that we know of, that we have recorded in the Bible. We call them 1st and 2nd Corinthians, letters that Paul was addressing some issues. He was commending them for some things and, well, correcting them for others. They weren't living perfectly. There were struggles. It was an acceptance of sin by some. And yet Paul begins by thanking God that God has gifted them. Sometimes we look at trouble, we look at struggles, we look at the difficulties of doing life together, and we almost make the assumption that, well, God's not in them. But as we grow in thankfulness for the way that God has gifted others, I believe it encourages others to, well, pay attention. To use that gift, to value that gift, to not bury it in the ground and hide it. And so as we grow in thankfulness for God's gifting in others, we grow together. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 7 says, "Therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed." I suspect if that verse wasn't in there, if you would sit down and read 1st and 2nd Corinthians, you might come to the conclusion that there are many in that region that do lack spiritual gifts, that do lack what they ought to have. Because it seems that their life isn't showing the fruit of God's Spirit within them. But it isn't a lack of spiritual gifts from God, it's a lack of using them. It's a lack of valuing them. And sometimes it's because of sin in our own life. Sometimes it's because of our refusal or our disappointment or our nature. But sometimes it's because we don't think there's any value to it. In fact, we may have been told by well-meaning people or by not so well-meaning people that we're lacking. I still remember as clear as if it was 10 minutes ago, a preacher telling me I had no business being in ministry without the piece of paper that he had. And for so long, that became a struggle. And when we learn to be thankful for the spiritual gifting that God has done in the lives of others, we encourage them to make use of what God has done. We encourage them to live out that spiritual gifting, to bear much fruit. It's learning to be thankful, even when those spiritual gifts are growing, even when they're barely visible. They may not even be visible to us at all. But Paul writes to the Corinthians and he tells them they do not lack any spiritual gift as they wait for Jesus Christ to be revealed, for his return, for the culmination of their faith. How would you and I live differently? How would our faith increase? How would our practice and growth change if we really believed we did not lack any spiritual gift? Now again, when the Bible talks about spiritual gifts, it talks about a variety of spiritual gifts. And so when he says we do not lack any spiritual gift, it's not necessarily talking about you have all of them in a completeness. But it's the idea that you do not lack what you need. You've not been left out. God has called you. He has gifted you just as he desired, just as he planned, just as he knew would be needed. And when we learn to be thankful for the completeness of God's spiritual gifting in the body, and we value the variety of gifts, the Bible talks about if you have the gift of serving, then someone has the gift of serving, then let them serve. If the gift of generosity, then let them give. But he describes a variety in a context that not everyone has all of it. If each one of us had all of the spiritual gifting of God, we would not likely recognize our need for one another, our need to be in fellowship, our need to be a part of the body. And sometimes we struggle because there are spiritual gifts within the body that God has given that we've not learned to value. We've not learned to recognize. We've not learned to be thankful for. Paul addressed that as there were those who believed that the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues during their time was more important, was more honorable, that somehow that if you were doing that, you were better than everybody else. And there are still groups that kind of cling to that idea, but there are other groups that take other different spiritual gifts and use them in the same way. And God tells us to be thankful for the way that He gifts others. A gifting that is complete according to His wisdom, according to His plan, according to His knowledge. And when we are thankful, it not only changes those that we express thanks towards, it changes us. I believe it's one of the reasons why the Bible continually tells us to be thankful. As God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and made their way towards the promised land, many times it was their grumbling, it was their lack of thankfulness that brought discipline into the camp. But He was consistently leading them and teaching them and drawing them to Himself with a desire that they would be thankful. Today, as we pray, I'd like you to consider in an honest way just how thankful you are and what it would look like today to be more thankful. Consider those around you, wherever you might attend church at. Consider those that are noticed, those who often get recognition for God's gifting in their life. And then look more closely for those that are serving quietly, for those that are struggling to know if they have any purpose at all, for those that need you to be thankful for God's gifting in their life, and to express that thankfulness in a way that encourages them, that they would know that they are valuable and they are loved. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible. It is showered upon us, and it's not something we earn. It's not something that our goodness or our attempts at goodness gain us greater favor with You. But it's a love that is extended because of our value to You as Your creation, as Your children, as those whom You love. And Father, because You love us, You have given us great and wonderful gifts. Things we call spiritual gifts, things that are gifting of Your Spirit within us. Things that produce the fruit of Your Spirit. And because we're designed to work together, because we're designed to be a body of Christ, those giftings will look differently in different forms and different proportions from person to person. And Father, today, help us to be thankful that together we lack no spiritual gift. And that even individually, we lack no spiritual gift that we need. What we often lack is a recognition of it, an appreciation of it, a using of it. So, Father, today, help us to live with a greater confidence in knowing that we do not lack. But may we also know that that person that we greet in church, that person that we're unsure about, also does not lack any spiritual gift. And may we learn to be thankful for the way that you gift us uniquely. May we learn to be thankful for others. For others whose gifting is similar to ours, and for others whose gifting is very different from ours. Father, help us to value one another and express that value through thankfulness. Father, I continue to pray for those that are in the midst of war, that are under attack, that have fled their homeland for safety, who have become refugees in various countries and areas that are often unfamiliar. I pray for the people of Ukraine. I pray that your Spirit would help them to realize that even in the midst of all that they are going through, they lack no spiritual gift. That your gifting doesn't bail us out of the troubles of this world. It helps us through them. Father, may you continue to raise up your people to be the help and hope that is needed. Father, I also pray for the people of Russia, for those that are involved in the conflict and the invasion, and for those that are completely against it and have no way of stopping it. Father, you know the situation more fully than I do, than more fully than any of us that are observing it from a distance. I pray that in the midst of it, that Jesus would be visible. That your church would be alive and lifting up Jesus, that many in the midst of this great conflict would be drawn to him. And Father, as we live with a thankfulness, may people see in us a faith that represents Jesus well. And may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. As I'm praying today, I really feel the desire to encourage you, if you have the means and God's convicting you, to help those that are suffering, especially those that have been displaced from Ukraine. My recommendation is in the case of disasters of various kinds, whether it's U.S. Natural disasters or international disasters brought on by war or famine or drought or whatever it might be. IDES, I-D-E-S, International Disaster Emergency Service, continually partners with Christian churches, Christian ministries on the ground in countries all over the world who continue to do great work when things are going well and when things are not going so well. And they're providing funds and the means for those in the countries surrounding Ukraine to provide that help and hope, and to provide food and shelter and things that are needed. And so if you're inclined to give, there's all kinds of ways to do that. There's all kinds of places you can give to. But I would highly recommend IDES, IDES.org, O-R-G, and you can find information on their website as to how to give specifically to Ukraine and the work being done to help the people of Ukraine. And one of the things that I really like about IDES is that When you decide and are convicted to give to a specific need, 100% of what you give designated for that need goes to that need. And they raise funds for their overhead, for their presence here in the U.S. Separately, and do not take anything out of what's given towards specific projects, specific needs. And so IDES.org will get you that information. Thank you for considering that. And thank you for joining me this morning. I do pray that God greatly blesses your day so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.